Q94, Chore Mountain of Rock, and yep, it's a morning adventure, and we're continuing to talk with high school football coaches, and we're heading south of the border, Mountain Home, Arkansas, talk with the head bomber man, Steve Airey. How we doing, Coach?
Doing good. How's my long-lost friend?
Well, I'm still here, still just chugging along, you know. It's football season, and you know, like where you're at, Arkansas, you guys get to start a little bit earlier, I believe. You've already had like a little scrimmage game, or I'm not sure what you'd call it, but you kind of just play a game, and are you allowed to kind of coach and guide in that process?
Yeah, they call it a benefit game.
Yeah.
And you can do it anytime this week. A lot of teams prefer to do it earlier in the week. That way, if they get beat up, they got three more days to get healthy, four more days to get healthy. It gives them a day off and an extra 2 days to prepare for next week's opening game. So it gives you 6 days instead of 4 days, or however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the format.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. And of course, there's still, you know, I mean, week one's going to be here before we know it. Actually, well, this Friday night we'll be rocking and rolling. And, you know, you've got, was this your fifth year in Mountain Home? Fifth or sixth?
Man, I don't know, Gary.
It's something like
that. I think this is my sixth year in Mountain Home.
Yeah.
Seventh year in Arkansas.
So, you know, last year you went on a great run, double digit wins, made it to the semis. And what's Bomber football going to kind of be like this year? Give us a little insight.
You know, we're in a situation where we think we can have another good season.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of depends. We got to have some things go our way. We got to stay healthy, but we feel like we got good skills, good quarterback, good skills on the defensive side, and some linebackers that have come back. But we're trying to replace our whole offensive and defensive line right now, and that's the work in progress.
Well, and for me, my rebuttal is, what about depth? You know, you're with the big schools, and depth is just, I mean, that's so key to being able to make it through the season and keep people fresh.
I think we're good on depth. That's an area of a strength for us, because I believe we're sitting about 26 strong in the senior class.
Wow, that is nice. That is really nice. And of course, you got, you know, Coach Ackland there with you calling offense. You've got defense, but any new coaches added to the Bomber coaching staff?
Yeah, we added one of our junior high coaches. We moved him up, named Cody Aldridge, and then we moved my son in. He's going to be doing our strength and conditioning, and he's coaching linebackers, Ian Airey. So, excited about that, man. I'm telling you, I'm jacked.
Oh, I bet you're just grinning from ear to ear when it was finally, you know, complete, done deal, because there's nothing – I mean – when you get to hang out with family, I mean, I know those football players there at Mountain Home, they're your sons as well, and the other coaches are your brothers, but bringing flesh and blood in, that's, I don't know if there's anything better to be able to share, you know, Friday nights with your son on the sideline.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I just, I didn't think he was going to coach. I knew Preston wasn't going to coach, and I figured I'd always be separated from my guys. So it's been really cool to see him every day on a daily basis.
Well, week one, you're headed to West Plains, take on the Zizzers. And, I mean, there's going to be some blood, you know, bloodline, lineage. You know, Jalen Ackland is helping out Coach Kanagi. Of course, you've got Darren over there. Man, that ought to make for just a really fun Friday night football game at Zizzer Stadium.
I think so. Darren has former players in the Sun and former DC, and then I've got Ian and I are, we feel like we bleed a little red as well,
yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
That's like going home to us. I think all of our family and friends will be there, and that are locals anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's I don't know if it's going to be fun for anybody else. It'll be fun for the Aries and the Acklands for sure.
So this, you know, this 2025 team, you've got, you know, what's ahead? What's the road look like for the Mountain Home Bombers when because you guys play a little, you have a lot of district games, and then that decides who gets to go to the playoffs. So what's the road look like this year for the 25 Bombers?
We play a schedule that's a repeat. It changes every 2 years, but it's a repeat of last year. And the top teams in our conference / district is going to be Greenwood and Shiloh Christian. Those are the two, and then Lake Hamilton's always thrown in there in the big three, as well as Fort Smith Southside. So, you know, you got to find your way to the top. The top four teams will get to go out of there, and you got to find your way to the top four. So, we're lucky. We've made the playoffs every year I've been here,
mm-hmm.
But last year we finally got in the semis. We finally got a little deeper, and you know, that's the goal. At the end of the day, that's always the goal.
Well, I mean, and you know, the Mountain Home Bombers, they're kind of, this is, you know, I mean, you've been there every year and make the playoffs, but what about, you know, these other teams? They're there all the time, and is it, to me, I listen to some of the radio shows there in Arkansas because I just love listening to sports talk, especially when they go to talk in high school, and it seems like, you know, they don't show you guys a whole lot of respect. I mean, they, you know, the Lake Hamiltons and the Shiloh Ridge and they get a lot of attention. Is it time that they start banging on the Mountain Home Bomber drum?
You know, I care less. It fuels me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good chip on my shoulder. I care less. Last year we was picked be dead last in the league, and
yeah.
we ended up finished number two, and we dead last in the state. We ended up in the semis, and there's no love for us, but that's all right.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Well, you know, they say a hungry dog will hunt a lot better than a dog with his belly full.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, you get old, sometimes you need a little motivation. These guys keep me plenty motivated.
Well, I tell you what, one of the best in the biz, Coach. Appreciate you taking time to talk with us. And again, Friday night, West Plains will host the Mountain Home Bombers. It ought to be a packed house. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, Coach. And let's do it again real soon.
Gary, always enjoy visiting with my man.
See you, brother.
See you, brother.